neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Mind-boggling question that is brought by many, many Mefarshim. When the redemption start taking place, so the first action actually took place by Am Yisrael, that Hashem told Shabbat Shalom to Am Yisrael to go and borrow. So now the question is, the intention was to borrow or grab and run?
Grab and run.
Grab and run. That's like a borrow. So now, so they cheated the Mitzrim. No?
Yeah, so they never gave it back.
Yes. So tell them, give us our wage. Just like anybody, you know, if your boss doesn't pay you, then you contact the supervisor, you send them an email, and say, I haven't received my checks, there's no deposit shown in my bank account. No, please, look it over.
Yes, so they had the same thing. They lied to the Israelis, they were under the law, so they knew it.
Yeah, we have halacha. If somebody steals from you, you're not permitted to steal back from him. It's asur. You cannot do that. There's many agatot in Gemara Berachot and so on.
Same thing could be said for Moshe Rabbeinu, who said, we're going to go make a sacrifice and come back.
Right? Yes.
So
he knew he was not coming back.
If you knew the second one, he wasn't coming back.
Yeah, not only that, they say we're going to go for 3 days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He knew he was not coming back.
That's a question. That's a question.
Yeah. Exactly.
Halakha.
Sorry?
I missed the halakha. What is it?
Which halakha? Ah, that if somebody steals from you?
Steal?
Yeah. If somebody steals from you, you don't have a right
to steal it back.
To steal back, yeah.
Is that something else? You can steal that thing they stole from you back, right? That's not stealing back.
No, but still, you have to ask for a judgment. You have to go to the Beit Din and present your case. And see what the Dayan is gonna, you know, make a verdict. So now here, let's look at it in a way that the attitude of the Egyptian. So now somebody was, let's say, stolen from them, right? So now, what do you do in such a case?
Go to the Beit Din.
Go to the Beit Din. Yeah. Right. Well, what did they do?
The Beit Din of
Israel? No, but as far as them, what did they...
They went and told us, give us some stuff.
No. And what was the reaction of the Egyptian?
They gave it to him, he said, get out.
Yeah. And then what happened?
They regretted.
No, they said, we're going to go for 3 days and come back. And they realized, well, it's Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, nothing happened. Wednesday, they chase after them, right? And so what happened to Mitzrayim?
They drowned in the sea.
They drowned in the sea? Good. So now what have we learned from here?
They went to get their death and they got killed.
So now here actually was a trap. You see, from here it was a trap. The reason that actually Hashem commanded, go tell them we're going to come back in 3 days. And to borrow, so that means they're expecting that you'll be back after 3 days and give it back to them. So Hashem tricked them. So he wanted to pull them to destroy him. Why? Because actually the first plan that they came about, Havva Nidchaikem Alo. So they looked at the Rashi, Parshat Noach. And they notice that Ibn Sholem is not going to destroy the world through water. But they didn't read the Rashi correctly because they weren't listening to Kol HaNishama radio. So now Rashi says the whole world, not part. Tsunami Hashem brings, as you have observed. So now here, it's very interesting. They came up with a plan that Hashem will not get back at them. So if, see, it's an unbelievable thing, they believe that Hashem brings a judgment. So now you're going to come up with a plan that Hashem is not going to punish us. How? We're going to destroy his nation through water. So because he promised that he's not going to destroy the world through water, so we'll be okay. So Hashem said, Bachalomot. You didn't read the Rashi correctly. So now Hashem came up with a plan and trapped him. He said, go and say, let me, for 3 days. So now they say, where is the Rolex watch? Where is the gold? Where is the silver? So they chase after them. And then, according to what they planned, measure for measure, midah keneged midah, they were destroyed. Now, okay, good. What is it for me?
My dad found here.
Here somebody comes and says, can I have this? I'll be back in an hour.
See, 6 o'clock, where is he? 7, 8.
Tomorrow, 1 week, 1 year, it doesn't give me.
So what are you going to do?
Uh-huh.
Who said kapara davon? Oh, it's just bad call.
Yeah, if Egyptian wouldn't have chased them, they wouldn't have been drowned either. Because they paid them through that thing, but they went to get it back and they got
exactly.
So that's the same thing in here.
So now here you learn, anytime that somebody...
I'm waiting for that.
Anyone that borrows something from you and then you expect him to give it back to you, if you chase after him, it's only a trap. Watch out.
It's not yours. You heard the story? There was a Misharet. Misharet. The assistant of the Admor, the holy Admor, the holy Admor had an assistant called him Misharet. So now all of a sudden the Misharet comes, says, "Kill that up! The cat took your butter." So no, it cannot be.
Took your what?
Butter. There's a butter plate of butter by the, you know, the cats, they like butter. Did you know that?
He says, he took your butter!
He said, no, it cannot be. No.
He said, throw that up! It's gone! Can you show me the plate? He took it!
He said, no, it cannot be.
He said, what do you mean? It's not there!
He said, what are you talking about?
If it was mine, it would not take it! It's his! He took it!
That's the cat.
No, there's a lot of catim around. I mean, if he took it,
from Shomayim they permitted him to take it. Very simple.
So what do we learn from this? The love. So I get Bama and not return if this is from Shomayim.
Yes.
No.
Yes. No, it takes you 50 years to digest it, but it's okay.
If you cannot come to your house, you cannot run after.
I'm sorry?
If you cannot come to your house, you cannot run after.
Hasu Shalom. Now he came to do you a favor. What would you mean? You favor. Kapara davanot. You know, you see Yom Kippurim. All the avonot, that's deleted.
So now here, that's the whole point here.
What's the phrase? Agonev miganav batur.
Huh?
Agonev miganav batur.
Yes, exactly. No, so that's the whole point here. It's not a story. It's a path in life that you have to realize, I had this, got lost. It's not lost. I had nothing to do with it. I could have elevated, had some nitzotzot, you know, to improve it. So it's away from me. It's gone. That's it. You don't mourn for something that you lost. You don't mourn that somebody took something away from you. It's asur. You cannot do this. Koilani Shomote, Halel Kohaleluko, Koilani Shomo, Nishomo Sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.